Today, November 28th, I'd like to talk about the life of St. Catherine Laboureil, because yesterday, November 27th, was the anniversary of Our Lady's apparition at Rudebach in Paris, where she gave this great gift of the miraculous medal to the world. St. Catherine Laboureil was born with the name Zoe. She was the ninth of 17 children, large Catholic family. Her father was a farmer. She was the only child not to go to school or to learn how to read or write at a young age. She lost her mother when she was only 8 years old. After her mother died, Catherine went into the kitchen, took the statue of Our Blessed Mother, gave it a hug and said, "From now on, Mary, you will be my mother." At the age of 14, Zoe's sister entered the Sisters of Charity, and she also wanted to enter, but her father was opposed to her entering religious life for the time being, so she took care of the house. Eventually she went to Paris and worked in her brother's cafe, but at the age of 24, she finally got permission to enter the Sisters of Charity at Rudebach in Paris. This was the year 1830, and she was given the name Catherine as her name in the convent. Well, shortly after she entered the convent, she began seeing visions. On July 18th, at the year in 1830, at 11:30 at night, she was awakened by a young child, most likely was her guardian angel, who took her by the hand into the chapel. The chapel was all lit, the altar candles were lit, and there Our Lady was sitting in the Mother Prioress's chair and beckoned Catherine to come and talk. So Catherine went up and knelt by Our Lady. Catherine put her arms on Our Lady's knees and on Our Lady's lap, and sat next to Our Lady for 2 hours. And Our Lady talked to her about many things, especially the persecution of the Catholic Church in France that would be coming very shortly. Well, a few more months would pass, and then on November 27th, Catherine was in the chapel praying, and she saw the vision of the miraculous medal. Our Lady appeared, holding the earth, a globe pressed to her heart, and around it was the words, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee." Our Lady was stepping on the serpent, and it was the medal, the image of the Immaculate Conception. Then the whole vision turned, and there were the 12 stars and the cross with the M at the foot of the cross, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary on the medal. And Our Lady said, "Have medals struck, have medals made, and those who wear them around their neck would receive great graces from God." Lord, Catherine obeyed and went to her spiritual director, Father Alladel, and explained everything. He went to the Archbishop, and the Archbishop was willing to have medals of the Immaculate Conception made. In June of 1832, 1,500 medals were made. And within days, within weeks, miracles began to occur. Conversions, returns to the sacraments, and it became known as the miraculous medal, this medal of the Immaculate Conception. Well, Catherine kept secret. She never told any other sisters what she had seen. The only one knew was the priest that she confided with and the bishop. Within about a year or so, she was transferred to another convent in Paris, and there she remained for 40 years until her death in 1876, where she died at the age of 70. She never revealed to any other sisters. No one knew which sister received the apparition of Our Lady. That's why she's called the Saint of Silence. It was only a few months, 8 months before her death, that she went to her mother superior and said, "Our Lady still wants the statue of her holding the earth close to her heart." Because when they made the medals, they weren't able to make the medal with Our Lady holding the globe. In the apparition, then Our Lady opened up her hands and rays of light, graces came forth from her hands, and that was the medal of the miraculous medal that was then made. But Catherine said to the Mother Superior, Our Lady still wants the statue of her holding the earth close to her heart. And so the statue was then made. She died 8 months after that. During her funeral, it was then revealed that she was the one who had seen our Blessed Mother 40 years before. As they carried Catherine's casket through the streets, a 12-year-old child who had been crippled from birth was instantaneously cured and miraculously healed. Catherine was beatified in 1933, canonized in 1947. If you go to Rudebach today, her body is incorrupt and laying there in the glass case. So what a remarkable saint, a saint of silence, a saint of really hidden holiness throughout her entire life, someone who received this incredible vision of the Immaculate Conception. It's really thanks to Catherine's cooperation that we have this wonderful medal, the miraculous medal that I hope each one of us wears every day, because if we do, the Lord promises we would receive great graces from God. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Catherine Laboure. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Catherine Laboure, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.